Ted Turner does it, so does Bill Gates. George Soros does it, too. High-impact global philanthropy. Among them, they've given away tens of billions of dollars to fund international projects, ranging from debt relief to nuclear arms reduction to developing a malaria vaccine. Despite the noble-sounding causes, not everyone is convinced that such ambitious global philanthropy is a good thing. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on what happens when rich individuals take on a role normally reserved for governments.
It was Ted Turner who made perhaps the most dramatic gesture back in 1997 when he announced a gift of $1 billion to the United Nations.
I'm putting every rich person in the world on notice that they're going to be hearing from me about giving more money away, because now, before I talked about giving money away, I hadn't given that much away, a couple hundred million here and there. But now, you know, you've got to, if you want to lead, you got to get out front and lead. You know, you got to blow the horn and get out in front of the parade.
Turner's challenge to his fellow billionaires has not gone unheeded. Since its creation in January of 2000, for example, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given away nearly $5 billion, more than half of it for global health initiatives. There is, of course, a rich history of rich Americans giving away their money. In earlier generations, it was the Fords, the Carnegies, and the Rockefellers leading the way. But Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, says the Gates and Soroses of the world represent a new breed of philanthropists, partly because of the size of their donations, and partly because their checks serve the personal vision of one very much alive entrepreneur.
That's why you see sort of more bold action by live donors than foundations that are based on money that might have been given a very long time ago. Not to say that some of those foundations don't take action, but they have a harder time saying, would the founder have approved of that? George Soros knows he approves of the actions that he's advocating, so he can just say, this is what I want to do.
It may be too early to say how effective the new philanthropy is. The Gates Foundation has been around only 2.5 years. George Soros has a longer track record. Since he became an active philanthropist back in 1979, he's built such a reputation of largesse that The Economist magazine dubbed him a one-man Marshall Plan. But even Soros says it can be hard to measure the results.
I have been spending basically $500 million a year on helping to build open societies. And that you could consider money spent on conflict prevention. And you don't see the conflicts that were prevented.
What's clear is Soros and other philanthropists are working to exert more influence over public policy. Soros's Open Society Institute opened a Washington office in June. The Gates Foundation opened one earlier this year. The Chronicle of Philanthropy's Stacey Palmer says such moves fuel speculation that the big donors want to become big public policy players. And that, she says, raises questions about whether any one person should wield so much influence.
Right now, there are no laws against it, and it's an encouraged kind of thing, but these organizations aren't the same as governments. And is it a good thing? Should they work more closely with government? Should we encourage that? Or is it a terrific thing that they're coming in from the outside and saying, we're not government, so there are certain things we can do? All of these men have enough money to be, you know, wealthy enough to represent their own country, basically, and you need to sort of think of them that way.
But Sylvia Matthews, chief operating officer for the Gates Foundation, laughs at the idea that Bill Gates personally commands great influence over international policy. She says the Gates Foundation, no matter how well funded, can't change the world on its own.
The types of problems that we're trying to address, we believe that it's going to take more than the resources of our foundation to change those problems for the long term. And therefore, we wanted to think about and act in ways that would help engage others in solving those issues.
That may be true, but the growing influence of the uber philanthropists is undeniable. Ted Turner's UN Foundation has had considerable success raising money through matching funds and may extend its original 10-year mandate. George Soros, who has a net worth of $6.9 billion, according to Forbes magazine, says he hopes to give nearly all of that away by the year 2010. As for the Gates Foundation, it's hard to argue with the clout of an organization that spends more each year to improve global health than the entire annual budget of the World Health Organization. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.